Hey Bill, he ain't got any of that damn money. And he ain't got no woman either.
Check, check, 1, 2. Hey, this is Chris 200 with Audio On Demand for April 6th, 2007. Hey, I'm going to call this my anniversary show. I'm trying something a little bit different today. I put the intro music on to the recorder here, and we will see how that works. We'll see how that works. I'm not impressed with the quality that it recorded it in under. I had to compress it. I don't remember what kilohertz or whatever I had to change it to due to the format that I used to record this. So I actually need to sit down, record my compressor settings and create a new project on the old Zoom, and then record everything in high quality versus low quality. Probably get a little bit less disk space that way, but I haven't run out of disk space yet, so we'll have to see how things go. Well, today's Good Friday, the last day of Easter, I guess. Easter holiday. Actually, left work a little bit early today, and then I got out to a corner and to turn around and come back and get my recorder. I forgot I brought my recorder in, and good thing I was listening to an iPod, listening to a podcast,
listening to an audio magazine.
And that reminded me that, hey, I could record something today. I'm actually in a fairly good mood to record something, so, oh shoot, I left that sucker at work on my desk, so I had to turn around and go get that thing. So what's been going on? Hey, I got a couple interviews set up. I've got another job that I think is worth applying for. I guess we'll have to see how things turn out. We'll have to see how things turn out, I guess. Part of the morning, I actually took it pretty easy today at work. I tried to get some things done. Tried to I might rewrite all of that code that I did today. I did mostly code writing today. And that's about it. Did some BSing with the guys, just trying to get caught up. I haven't been able to do that for a while, so. Let's see, Wednesday I went in early to talk to some folks, answer some questions, things like that. What else is there? Well, that's about it. I don't know what I'm going to do this weekend. I'd really like to go to the casino this weekend. I don't know if that's going to happen. Kind of like to go by myself tonight, but I don't know if that's going to happen. Life might be a little crabby, although she has been pretty crabby lately. Seems to be in a little bit better mood today, and I'm sure that will all change when I get home. Yeah. still been pretty cold around here. We kind of got a cold snap after last weekend. I don't know if I posted that in the last show or not, but I got crazy Sunday afternoon and went and bought a sledgehammer and busted out part of my driveway and poured some cement in there and about killed myself on Sunday. Finally starting to get some of my some of my muscles back to where they were.
Long and flabby.
Yeah, long and flabby. I guess it was Wednesday when it really got kind of cold. I hope my cement doesn't crack or anything like that because of it. About 6 inches thick in some places. So we'll have to see. It may just all crumble apart and I'll be doing this again, mixing it by hand.
Yeah, brother.
Breaking it out was the hardest part, I would have to say. Trying to get the lines to break where I wanted them to break, and some worked, some of them didn't. I may actually work on my shelving unit. Drawer unit in the garage. We'll have to see yet how that's going to go. I got some 2x4s from the cement work that I could use that are coated in cement, and I don't know. Imagine my blade will cut through that wood. It may spark a little. Might do that tonight if the wife isn't too crabby. You know, it's interesting, right where I'm at here, I just crossed the Platte River Bridge, and I'm looking over to the east, so I'm heading kind of northeast. There's quite a bit of rock on this side of this side of Nebraska. Especially right here along the Platte Valley. A lot of limestone mining going on in this area. Of course, you know, many millions of years ago, it was the bottom of an ocean. And we've got quite a bit of sand in the area, the sand hills out west. Probably this bluff to my right is probably mostly sand, I would guess, blown out of the river, create a bluff. Ancient stuff, but, you know, right where I'm at, there are quite a bit of rock along the Platte River there. There's a road here, I think it's Highway 31, it goes from basically Gretna to, I think it's Louisville. Considered a scenic drive. It's pretty scenic for Nebraska. Not, there's a whole lot of scenic stuff in Nebraska unless you get way out west where you can't see any sort of civilization for miles in some places. And I don't know if I've talked about it before. I actually was out, it's been about 10 years ago, over 10 years ago. I was in one spot out there. Near Lake McConaughey, probably closer to Ogallala. I had it on the AM stations. I was listening to AM radio, and I hit scan, and it came back to the original station I was on, and that one wasn't coming in very well at all. So, AM radio, you usually get a pretty good distance with that, but there it just rolled right around. A lot of stuff going on out there. I'd kind of like to go out there again, just kind of beat around a bit, maybe do some camping. I think that would be fun. maybe South Dakota again. I really liked where we stayed in South Dakota that one time. That's probably been about 10 years ago also. Well, let's see, over here on the right, we got the Holy Family Shrine. Let's see, we don't have any vehicles there. I don't know if the, well, there's one vehicle there, maybe it is. It's like a maintenance vehicle. Doesn't look like there's a whole lot of people there today. They may have a service or something this weekend. It's kind of a non-denominational, but kind of, I think it's got Catholic ties. But, I don't know, I haven't been there yet. I'd like to visit it someday. I drive by it every day. I'm trying to remember when they built that. There's a few hot spots along the road I travel here. We got the Mahoney State Park, got the Air and Space Museum out here. I don't know how well it's doing with, moving out of Bellevue and all. Out of Offutt's, they had it on, had a lot of the planes and helicopters, aircraft, whatever, right on the tarmac there on at Offutt Air Force Base. I'm sure they had it fenced off so you can't go wandering out on where they used the existing runways. It was on a cross runway that they don't use anymore, so... got that. Open 9 to 5 every day, as far as I know. It actually kind of makes it hard to get to go there because they're not open in the evenings or anything like that. You pretty much got to plan a day to go out there. I'd like to do that sometime. I don't know, maybe I could talk the wife and kid into doing that tomorrow, but we got to make boiled eggs, so I don't know. Hey, buddy. About ran into a goddamn road construction guy. Gave him a little toot toot. Gas mileage seems to be a little bit down today. I'm at the 200 mile mark there, and I'm right at half a tank, so I don't know what that means. I'm down a couple pounds. I weighed myself this morning while I was in the nude. I think I was nude or pretty darn close. Like to do it naked, bring something to the experience, I guess. And well, who knows, that damn scale can weigh 3 or 4 pounds off. I'm probably I didn't eat a whole lot today, so it's probably going to show that I weigh 3 pounds heavier this afternoon, even though I didn't eat a whole lot today. Drank a lot of stuff today. So we'll have to see about that. What else has been going on? I got a message from, let me go back a little bit. I got this one website up and going that I've been kind of putting off for a long time, and I got it redesigned and re-put up. I'm using Drupal for that. Pretty slick site. Pretty slick web application, the Drupal. Had some problems with the... Well, I may still have problems with it. I don't know. I haven't checked that yet. I was actually using a different template to do the editing, and then change the template to what I want it to be for the production side. So, yeah, he says he can do aerial photos now. I don't know if he's got his pilot's license or knows a pilot or what's going on now, but or what the hell good it would do. I guess if you had a large building and wanted to take pictures of the top of it, took infrared pictures of the top of it, you could do that, I guess. So I did that. I got a message from another guy that's interested in starting a podcast and basically said, get your recording figured out. I said, here's Audacity. Go find Audacity and do your recording that way. And then when you got that done, let me know and I can show you how to post it. So, we'll have to see if he's doing that. I don't know if you can use Blogger to post things like that. You can post pictures, but that's about it. That was something I was working on last weekend, is trying to get off the Blogger grid, so to speak, and put all my stuff under Drupal. Which has its own... it makes me nervous in some ways. If a database or whatever crashes someday, it will be screwed. So we'll see. Really wish I could learn some Ruby. I really, really wish I could learn some Ruby. Ruby on Rails. Holy smokes, that truck about flipped over. I use a Ruby on Rails application that I basically code everything in PHP. I should learn some Ruby. Data, data everywhere. Not a drop to drink. There we go. Yep, you got it. Getting used to the new iPod. How long has it been? A week? 2 weeks now? Been, I need to figure out how to put videos on it. I, did something interesting. You know, those folks that have a real iPod, not the Shuffle. Shuffle just looks like kind of a hard drive when it comes up onto your system. It, doesn't let you look at the actual files on the system or on the iPod, but I said, you know, put everything on there that I got, and it took me right up to the 30 gigs. I don't know what else went on there. It doesn't look like anything changed a whole lot. I don't know if it actually puts things on there that it can't play. And then I switched it back to just my playlists. And it puts the library in there, whatever you got in your library. And it, hey, look at that thing. And it puts a lot less data on the thing. So I don't know what by selecting everything does versus just your playlist, because I still had everything in my library on there. I really wish you could sync playlists and be able to draw those playlists onto an iPod from another, you know, iTunes sitting somewhere else on another computer. I haven't figured that one out. I don't think you can. So, gonna have to do that. Last night we went out and did some fine dining, Great Anthony's in Omaha. had the ribeye. Good ribeyes. Good ribeyes. Wife had the pecan encrusted salmon, I believe. The boy had French fries and fruit, which he didn't eat. That boy's gonna be skinny, and then someday he's gonna figure out he likes to eat and then plump up like me and Mom. Be a little fat boy then. Oh, brother. I really hope the wife isn't on the warpath tonight. I really don't. I really don't need that tonight. Wow, that was weird. Uh-oh, maintenance required. Maybe that's what just clunked. It's time for another oil change, folks. Another oil change on the old Acura. I think it was Saturday. Saturday, I cleaned out the car. So I actually have a clean car now, which is actually really, really nice. It was starting to look like a dirty apartment. And I vacuumed it out. And I vacuumed out the trunk because I had some... been hauling bags of concrete in there, and got some concrete residue in there, and some leaves, and some wood pieces, and stuff like that. And I got that cleaned out, and I started to look to see where I had a leak in the back there. I don't know if I still do. It hasn't rained yet. I should probably dump some water on the car and see if that leak is gone. But what I found was there was a, a clip or something that's broken on the back windshield, back window, and it was letting some water in, so I took the screw out and filled it full of silicone, and we'll have to see if that helps. I'm sure I didn't silicone it enough. Maybe I did, I don't know. Hopefully it did stick to the rubber gasket or whatever you call it, the trim piece that goes around the window really bad. So if I do have to get in there again, I don't pull that rubber piece apart. About pulled the whole trim off, futzing with it. It all kind of popped off, so I kind of popped it back on. Let's see, what else? The plan. I've got all this dirt in the backyard. I think I talked about this. I think what I'm going to do is make a raised bed in the front of the house with some of this dirt. Maybe I'll move some of that dirt tonight. What I really need to do is get some of these bricks. Maybe I'll do that tonight. I got all kinds of things I got to get done. The weather's just kind of got cold on us, and I haven't been able to work outside. I went and kind of roped some things off, made a line, see how level things are, and it drops about a foot from the ground to a place where I'm going to start. So I'm going to have some bricks down, some bricks down a foot lower. I don't know how thick these bricks are, probably 8 inches, 6 inches, something like that. It's going to be expensive to put all those bricks in there, but what you going to do? I guess I could pour a wall in there. Yeah. Who would like that? I don't think I would. So we'll have to see how that goes. See how we can round it out. I don't know how big of an arc you can... or how tight of an arc you can do with these bricks. I know they are angled, so you can make them somewhat round. You know, make the pattern somewhat round. But I should probably go get about 10 or so of those. Get about $20 worth and start playing with them. It's going to be fun getting everything all nice and level and tamped down. And I'm sure it's still pretty wet in that area, so we'll probably do some work there. I don't know how the trees will react to that. I suppose they will produce some shooters out underneath that dirt, which will be a fun to keep track of. Hopefully they don't push the push the bricks out after I have them set. That's another thing I'm kind of worried about. But what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? So, well, gosh, I really do hope this is recording. It does look like it is recording. I'm 25 minutes in. Looks like my time is up with you folks. I'm about home. I'm gonna make my final approach here, going by the old Papillion water tower. Used to go down this road to Bellevue when I was playing baseball, or at least riding the pine on a team. So got a police officer ahead of me, so I better get the earphones out of the head so I don't get pulled over. So I'm gonna go ahead and let you go. Talk to you guys later. Bye bye.